Footprint Show, where we talk about government, music, art, health, science, theology, religion, metaphysics, and all things spiritual. In short, we'll examine the truth, and when we find things that aren't right, we'll offer creative solutions. And now, the host of Evidence Footprints, Don Nikoloff. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Evident Footprints on BBSRadio.com. I'm your host, Don Nikoloff, and I will be with you for the next hour here on BBSRadio.com. On this now, wow, it's already on the West Coast. It's still the 30th of June, but now we're already in the month of July on the East Coast and in the Central Time Zone. Time is flying, definitely flying, speeding up. I don't know if you can feel that. Certainly I do. I know tonight's guest feels that happening. And I'm hearing this from researchers and sensitives around the world. Something is really speeding up. In fact, I'm going to be talking about that and some other issues. I'm going to be dealing with the realities and illusions of the physical, mental, and spiritual realms on tomorrow's show. I will be my own guest, and if you call into the show with questions or comments, you will be my guest as well. So, Bob in Colorado, if you're listening tonight, be sure to tune in tomorrow. And if you know Bob in Colorado and he's not listening, then be sure to tell him. Okay. All right. Well, we're going to avoid any news in the front of the show tonight. We'll probably be talking about all kinds of things going on around the planet with tonight's guest. He has an extremely popular website. In fact, he's inside the top 50,000 in the world. And so his website is over 10 times better than my own. So that's what he does all the time, and it's just part of what I do. But he's got a fantastic website, educate-yourself.org. He is a journalist himself, a researcher, a metaphysical scientist, we could say, in that he creates a lot of really interesting devices that are for your ethereal and physical protection, even mental protection. And his site is read by millions each month from around the world. I'm fortunate to have some of my work posted there on his site and on my site as well. Our good friend returns again to Evident Footprints tonight, Mr. Ken Adachi. Ken, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Don. Pleasure to be on with you again.
Oh, yeah, I was checking web stats tonight, and I noticed you were in the 49,000s top. You know, you broke 50,000, so that's pretty good. You know, you're competing with Michael Jackson and American Idol and AT&T and probably McDonald's and, you know, the real important sites.
Well, thank you. Yes, actually, it was just brought to my attention how to check your website statistics from a website called Alexa.com about 3 years ago. Prior to that, yeah, it was about 3 years ago. Prior to that, I had no idea how one finds out what your ranking is, but someone told me that and looked on my behalf, and they told me this was at that time. It changes, of course, from month to month, depending on how many people visit your site, but at that time, this person told me, he says, you know, you have a ranking of 45,000. And I says, oh, I see. And he says, that's quite good. He says, I'm surprised. And then he explained to me how the whole thing works. I didn't know that the lower the number is, it means the more visits you're getting by a larger number of people. So
yeah.
The most visited website on the net is Google.com or Yahoo.com, and so they'll have a ranking of number one. So the higher the number is in this ranking list, it means you have progressively less traffic. So, for instance, if you had a website with, let's say, a web ranking of 8 million something, well, you're getting far less traffic than someone with a web ranking of 1 million, for instance. So, yeah, I look at it from time to time, every second or third or fourth month. I'll just take a gander, see where things are. And I've bounced around. I've been in the mid-40s. I've been in the 50s. I've even been in the low 60s. Depends on what I'm putting up on my site. In the month of the year, even the day of the month makes a difference in when people come to you. So currently, for the last few months, I've been hovering in the mid to high 40s ranking overall. And when I put something particularly interesting that gets a lot of hits, or if it's reproduced on a site like Jeff Francis, for instance, then I'll notice that the ranking will become lower. It takes a few weeks to show up. It doesn't happen right away. So, yeah, obviously I'm very pleased by that. I never, in my wildest expectations in previous years, expected to get as many people coming to my website as come now. I never imagined. Mm-hmm. I just started it as a tabletop effort, kitchen tabletop effort, in the interest of just posting things that I felt people would like to know about. As I mentioned before, I originally, the whole idea of educate yourself had more to do with finding out about alternative or natural or nature-based medicine versus getting away from the orthodox model. That was the original thrust. And I would have kept it there and just focused on that, but I actually started the website in 1996. What happened is that the New World Order was already upon us, by the mid-90s. At least I became aware of it by reading William Cooper's book. And so naturally I was also starting to tune into David Icke's material about that time, and I'm realizing this is serious stuff, So I just had to start adding stuff about the New World Order. So I wrote an overview, really, in 1996 that I added to in 97, 98, 99 as international developments, the war in Kosovo, et cetera, was happening during the latter half of the Clinton administration. So I started to get a certain amount of traffic because of my New World Order overview. And So at the time I was under the impression that we were going to have a major catastrophic earth changes in the year 2003. I wrote another synopsis that I called Coming Attractions. I also wrote that in 1996 because I had come across a website that seemed very convincing to me. It was called Zeta Talk. The website's still up. However, so I became very interested in that material, and I really dug into it, in thousands of pages to read. And because I thought this website was on the level, I expected this 12th planet, or Planet X, or that is called sometime, or Nibiru. It's all referring to the same planet which Zechariah Sitchin describes in his book by the same name, the 12th planet. And I certainly believe this planet exists, and it does swing through our solar system every 3,600 years or so. However, the Zeta Talk website flat out told you that it was going to swing through the solar system again in late May, early June of 2003. And for about 8 years, at least up to the year before, up to 2002, I firmly thought it's going to happen, because I just became convinced by what I was reading at this website. Anyway, it didn't happen, and thank God I was told by some people whose ability that I felt I could trust. I was told by a couple psychics who I felt they have the ability to know. And I was also told by two dowsers that I won't name who they are, but they're very skilled. And because of my belief in their spiritual, let's say, advancement, I thought they could get the accurate answer for me. And anyway, all four individuals told me categorically this event is not going to happen in 2003. Stop worrying. Now, that took about 80% of the worry off my shoulder because, you know, if you weren't prepared for this, you know, meaning underground shelter, you know, years of food in stock and, you know, all kinds of survival scenarios, you weren't going to make it. And it was within 24 hours, you know, they had predicted these cataclysmic earth changes. There would be a pole shift, the reversal of the poles. The earth would flip 90 degrees, 300 miles an hour winds at the surface, you know, flooding, you know, the biblical Noah type deal. So that obviously was a great relief to me. But beyond that, it showed me how I was snookered. And I've always said, when